Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 5 p.m. But you heard the Dan Quinn comment there. Jaden Daniels is not hurt. So, Danny, I ask you, if he's not hurt, why does it seem like his style of play has changed? And maybe that's the first question. Let's actually go back even further. My perception when I watch him is there's less explosiveness out of the pocket. There's more timidness and hesitation to run. It does not look the same when you watch him play Philly as it did several weeks ago. I don't think he's hurt, by the way. I believe Dan Quinn. I don't think the rib is an issue. I think when we see them treating him on the sidelines, I believe it's preventative, and it's basically padding to try to keep him from taking shots on the rib as much as anything else. But I think you agree with me when I say it looks different. So yeah, why is that if he's not hurt?
This is what I keep coming back to, is you could tell me whatever you want to tell me. When I watch, he's not as fast, he's not as quick, he's not as willing to, you know, to shimmy and shake and make the moves. 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was, actually more than that now, I guess because it was Carolina. But in that Cleveland game, when somebody was free with a head of steam as a blitzer, he juked that guy like, you know, I don't know, like he was taking on a toddler and just jogged briskly for 40 yards. He can't do that right now. That's my belief, is he's not capable of that physically.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I completely agree. You're talking about elusiveness, basically.
Yeah.
The N'Kobe Dean tackled you in the open field.
Mm-hmm.
How do you let that happen? It hasn't happened all year. I don't even think that's debatable. Like, he is less wiggly and elusive out of the pocket right now than he was weeks ago. Why is that would be the rhetorical question. But you said he's not as fast. Are we sure about that?
Now,
hasn't really gotten up to speed in a few weeks.
True. It's hard. It's really hard to tell with him because, like, you know, he's not a crazy legs kind of a runner. It's those long gliding strides where it looks like it's effortless and no one's catching him. He's got that Jerry Rice type stride, you know, where it didn't look like Jerry Rice was that fast, but nobody ever gained on that guy despite what he ran in the 40. Didn't matter. Like, that dude with the football in his hands was fast. So I think back to the Pittsburgh game where he's trying to make the edge and a defensive end runs him down, and instead of 15 yards, it's 4. It's not bad. Nothing wrong with it. But that's a play Jaden Daniels, as fast as he is and was, usually makes. And it's small samples like that. But when Dean's flat-footed, and again, the Kobe Dean's really good, makes a great play right there. Instead of shimming and shaking, you got a choice. You can sprint right past him, you know, bow out, go to the sideline, get your first down, or you can shake him down. Daniels kind of halfway did both and then ends up kind of, you know, taking that hit and going down. He doesn't look as fast to me. And it's not just pure sprint speed. It's the, to your point, kind of the elusiveness, the shiftiness in the pocket, the maneuvering around. It looks like a guy that is ginger, that is protecting something. What's he protecting? To me, it's an injury. So that's where I'm at. I think it's, you know, a nagging, bothersome thing, like a lot of these guys have. The initial one was more significant than your normal bump or bruise. But there's a reason there's treatment still. There's a reason he doesn't look the same. It's not just, I'm ignoring what the defense is doing. His numbers are, I think, a product of offense getting figured out a little bit and playing good defenses twice in 5 days. That's not what I'm thinking of. I'm talking about just like microphone glass on him, watching him move and throw and spin off of throws and fall away, doing things he wasn't doing 6 weeks ago. To me, it looks like somebody that's nursing an injury or is compensating for something that's bothering him a little bit. That's what I think. So whatever semantics you want to use, injured, hurt, whatever, I'm not really that concerned about that.
You think he's compromised?
Yes. No. Compromised is like, I don't know, what do you mean by that? Let's define that.
You think he is negatively affected by his rib in a way that is hindering his performance?
To boil it down that way, yes. It is a, whether it's subconscious or it's...
That would be my follow-up.
Yeah,
or it's an effort. Physical issue?
I think it's now turned into bad habits.
Do you think he's in pain?
I think he's uncomfortable. I think he's bothered by it. I think it's nagging, right? A lot of guys have nagging stuff.
So then Dan Quinn's lying then, in your opinion?
No, because you can get away with it semantics-wise. He's not injured. Okay, fine, it's not an injury. He's getting treatment.
He's not getting treatment. They're not even listing him on the injury report.
During the game, they're doing all sorts of stuff. Right. You don't do that when everything's fine.
I agree, but I would tell you that all of last week, you wouldn't not... If there was something wrong with his rib, he would be getting treatment and he'd be on the injury report. No?
I don't know.
Here is the problem I have with this. And I'm not arguing with you because I have no idea. But the problem I have is that the people who are saying after the Pittsburgh game and after this recent Eagles game that he is hurt, no one was saying that, and they certainly weren't saying that after the Bears game. And they weren't saying that after the Giants game, which was one of his more efficient games of the season. So when he played well twice, theoretically, and I don't know how injuries work, but generally the closer back to the injury you go, the more annoying it would have been to deal with, right? The more it might have affected you negatively.
Mm-hmm.
In those games, no one thought there was any problems. That's number one. My number two argument for why I'm confident that this is not the rib, in addition to the fact that when he came back after missing all the practice, he was good and didn't have any seeming issues playing through it. They have not called anything differently. Like, Jay Gruden was on the show yesterday, and he said he thinks the play calling has changed some. I completely disagree. I haven't seen any difference in how they're calling plays. They still call the design keepers. They still call occasional, like, quarterback power, like it's high school football. They have called draws in the middle of the formation they did against the Eagles where he got swallowed up and crunched. Mm-hmm. The third play of his first series back after the week of not practicing going into the Bears game was a quarterback run. Now he got to the sideline and he avoided contact for the most part, but you didn't know that was going to be the case. When you called it, you were okay with him getting blown up at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's a potential occurrence for that play.
Why wouldn't they have called plays differently? If he's ailing, if he is compromised, why wouldn't they table the running almost completely?
Great question. I can't get past the bad habits that have formed, the lack of zip on some of those throws that he's falling away, the not stepping into stuff, how tentative he looks moving the football.
Can't it just be... In terms of some of the bad habits, he was clearly confused by the Eagles, right?
Yeah, you would say uncomfortable, certainly, like not trusting his eyes or
exactly.
Whatever.
He was just flummoxed. Like, he did not know what was happening. With discomfort comes being rattled. With rattled comes bad habits, comes, oh, now I'm not following through. Oh, now I'm throwing off my back foot. Why does it have to be all that much more complicated than that? He's a rookie against one of the great defensive minds of the last 30 years in the league. The guy could go to the Hall of Fame as a defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, with a red-hot defense that had been best in the league in scoring and yards allowed in the five games before that, in the case of the Eagles' defense, number one of all 32, in those categories going in. And it was the first time he's ever had a short week of prep in the NFL. 11 straight weeks he's been playing. First time ever playing with only a couple days to prepare. Loaded Vic Fangio-led defense on the road in prime time. Like, that's a good reason to fall into some bad habits because you're a little bit nervous.
If we were only talking about him throwing the ball, that would be the explanation. He's not fast. He's not as fast as he was. He's not as elusive, not as explosive. So once I got that, that's the data point that I'm going to cling to.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.